If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard on a Tuesday as the Phillies get set for a series down in Atlanta. We got a lot to do today, including our Final Four, the bracket of Hughes. They crowned a champ last night in college basketball. Congratulations to Florida. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, this is just my personal thoughts. Some things are extinct for a reason. Like, you know, I mean, even though Dire Wolves probably would be kind of cool.
Not sure about that.
They'd be big. I mean, aren't you kind of curious about how this is going to go, though? I mean, are they going to be domesticated?
Bringing wolves?
Well, I know the wolves, but there are people that have wolves.
Yeah, not me.
Like, huskies are considered like a form of wolf.
Okay, but they've been domesticated for a long time now.
Yeah, they have, but the dire wolf.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool to have a dire wolf?
You know where I stand on this. I'm out on bringing back animals that are out of here. There's a reason they're gone. Okay, and you want to bring them back?
Well, he's back.
Well, they shouldn't.
Well, they're back. I just wonder how big they're going to get. Because you remember in Game of Thrones, this is from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones, they were pretty big. They look like horses. So I wonder if they're gonna grow to be that big.
I don't want to find out. That's what I know.
We're about to find out about a year.
Maybe we are. All right, welcome on in. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. Lot to get into today. As I said, we'll go through the Final Four in the bracket of Hughes. We'll get to some Eagles stuff with the draft just 16 days away.
16.
A daily mock later in the show. But we have to start with something because, you know, you were wondering about the Wolves there. I'm wondering something else here, Hugh. I'm wondering if people have lost patience with someone in particular here in Philadelphia sports. And it's a guy that we spoke about last week. It's a guy that we spoke about yesterday. It's a guy that we spoke about a lot during the offseason. And it's a guy I absolutely have lost patience in, and that is Alec Bohm. All right, so Alec Bohm was out in the lineup on Sunday. And I find it interesting because every time we talk about him, there are a good amount of people who still believe in Alec Bohm.
Believe in him.
And I wonder what you're looking at, because I don't have that belief. And here's where I'm at starting today as the Phillies get set for a big series down in Atlanta. I have totally lost my patience with Alec Bohm. I'm done being patient with this guy. It has been a long time that he's been in the big leagues and a long time he's been a Philly. I imagine he'll be in the lineup tonight. And if he doesn't hit tonight, I have no interest in seeing him in the lineup tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Hugh, allow me to long talk for a second, or at least medium talk, all right? Alec Bohm is going to be 29 years old this season. Okay, let me repeat that again. He's going to be 29 years old this season. Sometimes we talk about him as if he's a kid, that whole daycare nonsense. He's going to be 29 this season. His average year, if you look at his 6 years in the big leagues, over 162 games, is a .276 hitter with 16 home runs. .276 with 16 home runs. And I'm supposed to deal with a guy that throws a fit on the field every time he doesn't perform well and might be the only guy on this team that hasn't jumped on board with what everyone else is doing, which is being patient at the plate? Again, this is his sixth year in the major leagues. And let me run through what other Phillies in the past have done by year six. By year six, Chase Utley had been a three-time All-Star, a World Series champion. By year six, Ryan Howard had four top five MVP finishes and 222 home runs. By year six, Cole Hamels was a World Series MVP. You want to go to the Eagles? By year six, Jalen Hurts had played in two Super Bowls and won one. This guy, Hugh Douglas, was the third pick in the draft. This isn't some guy. He was supposed to be a star player. It's year six, and he is crying on the field after grounding to a double play, okay? He hit cleanup 102 times last year, which means they tasked him with protecting Bryce Harper. I'm done with patience. They tried to trade him in the offseason. Nobody wanted him. And everyone didn't just look at that like, no big deal. No one wanted him. Or no one wanted to give up anything for him. There's a reason. Starting today, for me, he's got to play for his at-bats. If he doesn't play well today, I want Sosa in there tomorrow. No more. Like I said yesterday, the scholarship's over. The leash is gone. It's done. Where I'm at with Alec Bohm is I have totally lost patience. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what do you got on Bohm? Do you still have patience with the Phillies third baseman?
This is starting to turn into the long talk segment because, for me, this is where, and I'm not taking a stance or having an opinion about this, and I think I have to be clear in that because Kyle gets mad when he feels like I'm not taking a stance. But here's the thing. I think that there's still some good in Alec Bohm. I think that he's on a short leash. I definitely think that's the case. When you look at everybody else that you talked about buying into everything that the Phillies are trying to accomplish and everything like that, I don't think they have given up on him yet. But he's on a, I want to say, bat-to-bat basis.
Thin ice, you might say?
Well, a little bit. I think there's a little bit of that because of the reasonings that you gave. You know, the fact that they tried to trade him and everything. But I don't think that they've totally given up on him. I still think that they feel, you know, being an all-star last year and things like that, Joe, that there's still some saving grace in him. But when you have a guy behind you in Sosa that's doing what he's been doing, granted, it's in a small sampling size, and if it's helping you win, you can't deny that. You can't deny that aspect of it. So, yeah, I haven't given up on him yet, but he's definitely on a short leash.
Well, my patience is gone. Like, I have none left. We've been patient with this guy for years. Oh, he's going to turn into the middle of the order bat. Oh, he's going to hit home runs. Oh, he's going to become more consistent. No, he's not.
And then I think there's something to be said, man. Listen, and I understand that, you know, people for whatever reason think that money is the heals everything or heals all wounds. It's something to be said when your teammates, if you didn't know, feel some kind of way about you. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Well, it is.
And especially, Joe, when you talk about the narrative that has been painted for us as fans. When, you know, you hear guys just a year ago talked about how close-knit they were and how the families hung out together and all this other stuff, and they spend time together outside of baseball. I'll tell you what, it's a little jarring to hear, especially if you know the relationship or you think you know the relationship that you have with your teammates. It might be a little tough to hear. They don't really rock with you like that.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to look at the man in the mirror. I mean, why? I mean, this is a tight-knit group. They seem to like each other. And again, I'm not trying to say they don't like him as a person. I think they're frustrated with him as a player. That's my view watching them around him.
But that's a conversation. That's something that I feel should be said face-to-face from my teammates.
And maybe it has. I mean, this has been years. Like, he didn't just get here.
You're right. I'm speculating. Yeah. I'm speculating. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. I think he's probably dealing with a little bit of that too.
Well, here's what I'm tired of him dealing with stuff. It's time to grow up. He's the only one dealing with stuff. Go deal with it in a different city if you can't do it here. I keep coming back to this because this bothered me so much at the end of the postseason last year. Listen to Alec Bohm, end of the postseason last year, about his at-bats as the Phillies got eliminated by the Mets.
I think that just gets noticed because when I swing at the first pitch, I usually put it in play and hit it. I don't foul it off. I don't swing and miss. So the at-bat ends right there, and then I don't get a hit. And, oh, he's swinging at the first pitch. He needs to see pitches. But I'm up there. I'm an aggressive hitter. I'm not going to change who I am. That's how I've been my whole career. That's what's got me here. And if they throw the ball over the plate, I'm ready to hit it. And I'm not going to think too much about all that other stuff and just go up there. And every time I stand there with the bat on my shoulder and see a pitch, it's right down the middle. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
All right, so that was last year. And we go into this year, and it feels like there's one person who hasn't got on board with the philosophy that they're trying to implement, which is take pitches, grind at bats, get the starter out of the game. I mean, you got Trey Turner up there not swinging at first pitches. Trey Turner likes to swing early. You got Nick Castellanos up there not swinging at first pitches. Nick Castellanos, since he was probably 10 years old, has swung at the first pitch. He is trying not to do that. And then on Saturday, Hugh, it struck me. It's not that he didn't get a hit. It's not that he grounded to a double play. That happens, right? You're going to fail in baseball a lot. On Saturday afternoon against the Dodgers, Alec Bohm got to the plate four times. He saw five total pitches. If I'm Trey Turner and I'm Nick Castellanos, I'm like, dude, are you not paying attention to what we're doing here? You're the only one doing your own thing. This is a team effort, and you're doing your thing. That was like the final straw for me, losing patience with him. Then he's pouting after he gets thrown out at first base. But on top of it, he's just not in lockstep with the rest of the team.
Let me paint it for you like this. And this is no way, shape, or form me making excuses. Uh-oh. This is just something. Uh-oh. No, this is just something that I remember my psychiatrist, Dr. George James, was telling me about. It's like a lot of times you can't fundamentally change. You can adjust who you are, but you can't fundamentally change who you are. So there are certain things, say like for when he said, you know, he's an aggressive hitter. He's not going to change that. Nobody's asking you to change that, but you might have to adjust that a little bit.
Right.
You can still be aggressive.
Like Castellanos and Turner.
Yeah. I think he's being a little aggressive. I think he's being a little defiant, if you will, because of the way. And I'm speculating, y'all. I don't know this for sure. I haven't heard
recklessly?
Anything.
Recklessly?
I'm recklessly speculating.
Starting.
I'm speculating because of the way that his demeanor has been and the fact that now all of a sudden, you know, we're starting to hear these stories about how everybody loves Sosa more than they love you. I mean, and that's how it's probably read or interpreted by him. So he's being a little defiant instead of not internalizing what's being said and just becoming a, you know, Just trying to fall into lockstep with what everybody else is doing.
Well, it's frustrating to me, and it's why I've lost patience. Let's hear from Bryce Harper. This was after opening day, okay? And this is Bohm's one great moment of the season. He got the game-winning hit on opening day against the Nationals. And you can read this however you want. I think most people saw the quote, heard the quote, and felt like, oh, they're behind him. But there's also another way to read into it if you want. Here's Bryce Harper opening day after the win over the Nats.
Obviously, they were real. You know, he had a possibility of going somewhere else, and a lot of guys in here, man, including myself, we love that kid over there. He plays the game and plays it hard and understand what it takes, man. And he just needs to not put pressure on himself too much and just have fun, enjoy what he does. And what a big at bat for him to come through right there.
So Bryce did two things there in praising Alec Bohm. He did acknowledge the trade rumors were very real and they almost traded him. And then he also said, Hugh, and maybe this is us reading too much into it, a lot of guys in here like him, which what makes you wonder, yeah, why did he say everybody?
Well, that's the one. And that's the one where I tend to, when I hear these cuts, that kind of sticks out to me a little bit because the dynamic has changed. You know, the fact that you're the topic of conversation more than likely because of the way you're playing. That, to me, doesn't fall into lockstep with what we were kind of told about this team a year ago. That's probably what he's dealing with. Reckless me, recklessly speculate, is the fact that his teammates don't like him. And I know people talk about, oh, people in the crowd, oh, that shouldn't be a big deal. You're making so-and-so amount of money. It is a big deal, people, especially if you're talking about a team that prided itself on being a close-knit group. Mm-hmm. Now you have him as an outlier. To me, honestly, I think a lot of the comments are a little strange. Hey, we love Sosa. We love him a lot.
I know. Wheeler last week said he's his favorite player in baseball to watch. I mean, here, my read on it is they're losing patience. The
players
Phillies
are complex, man. Players are it's not like it was back in the day when, you know, people said something about you and you just kind of let it go and you just did your job. Players nowadays they're a lot more complex. They're a lot more sensitive to their needs.
Well, and maybe they're also realizing their baseball mortality as Phillies
is not as long.
Right. It's a now or never season, and all of us are rowing in the same direction, and you're doing your own thing over there, Alex, swinging at the first pitch every time. 215-592-9494. Alec Bohm's been a topic of conversation here for a long time, whether it was in the beginning where, you know, is he going to survive in Philadelphia, then his improvement. And look, this guy was the third pick in the draft at one point. Are you have you lost patience in Alec Baum?
I haven't given up.
I know. Yeah,
don't give up on me, baby.
Yeah, I have lost total patience with this guy. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on Baum at 28 years old as we're having the patience conversation 6 years in the big leagues?
Yeah, you guys are both parents. I'm sure you're familiar with the old, like, I've had it up to here with Alec Baum. I've had it up to here with Alec Baum. It's one thing to be passionate, and it's another thing to be mopey. And just like a baby, and as you would say, a female dog. Like, I think it's an interesting comparison to somebody else in Philly sports who wears their emotions on their sleeve, and that's Nick Sirianni. But Nick Sirianni does it in, he channels it in more of a positive way, where like he comes off as fiery type of emotional. Alec Baum is sulky. He's moping. And I think that's like when you're a guy that the team is counting on in that big of a role, like when he was when he's in the lineup, he's hitting like number four or he's hitting number three. Like, that's a huge spot. That's the team saying, hey, I trust you.
Yeah.
And he's failing them. He's failing Bryce Harper, who has his back when he talks publicly to the media. A lot of guys, including myself. Funny that he doesn't say everybody in here likes Alec Baum. Bryce Harper sticks up for Alec Baum, and Baum is letting him down. He's letting the rest of the team down. He's the one guy that you guys mentioned, is not buying into this whole like change in mental makeup that I think the Phillies came into this season with, that we talked about yesterday, that they showed. They made a statement against the Dodgers that this was different and they're locking in and their focus is in a different place and they're going to change who they are both mentally and at the plate. And Alec Baum's doing neither of those things. Still swinging at the first pitch, still throwing tantrums in the dugout. Like, it's a problem. So he needs to get it together like now, or else, like, it's hard to just not be entirely done with the guy.
Yeah, and look, every conversation we have about the Phillies is about winning the World Series. Nothing's changed in this realm. If I'm in the playoffs and I'm facing the Phillies, I'm not throwing Bryce Harper anything to hit. Anything with Alec Baum behind him, because I don't trust that guy in a big spot. 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. Have you lost patience in Alec Baum as the Phillies try to figure out how to navigate their third baseman? And Kyle brought up the body language thing. He has by far the worst body language I've seen here since Carson Wentz. His body language when things go bad. Hugh, did you ever play with anyone, or you don't have to name their name, but like, do you ever play at some point with a player who has bad body language? Because as a fan, it drives me crazy. I know things go bad sometimes, and it's tough. Like, everyone has a moment where they drop their head a little bit. He does it all the time. It drives me crazy because, you know, it's okay to make an out. You got the next at bat, right? The game's not over. All the time when things go bad, it looks like he's about to give up.
A little mopey.
Mopey.
I've never played with a guy like that.
Maybe it happens less in
that
football.
Defensively.
Right, defense. All quarterbacks do it sometimes. Quarterbacks do it.
Yeah.
Do you think of someone?
Well, you know what you do? You wait because you know it's on the tip of my tongue and you're itching. You say, don't say nothing.
Well, I didn't
but
say.
But who do you got?
I didn't ask you to call a teammate out. I was just saying.
Well, you kind of did.
No, that's not what I said. I said you don't have to name him. Just, did you ever play with someone who did that?
Is it
frustrating? Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's frustrating. I knew it. It had to be frustrating. And Bede's body language could be bad at times, too. But I guess I'm used to that. 215-592-9494. Your take on Baum. Have you lost patience with the Phillies third baseman? We'll see if he's back in the lineup tonight against Chris Sale and the Braves. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Jack Frost back on our ass, amen.
Oh, my goodness. It's cold out there. What is going on?
I almost went inside and got a coat today, but I said no.
You should have. You should
not
have.
Not walking back in the house.
Well, it's on mothballs already, right, Hugh?
Yeah, it's out. I watched it. It's good. It's good to go.
All right. Douglas, I got a problem with yours.
What you got?
Dude, I do not need split the baby Douglas today. Take
split the baby. What do you mean? I'm not splitting the side.
Hugh.
Dude, it is
hard. You have a take, Hugh.
See,
your chest, I say
it
hard.
It is hard when we have these conversations, because I was a former athlete and I'm trying to get in the psyche Alec Baum. This is not a black and white situation. This is shades of gray.
You were also mentally tough, unlike this guy.
This is political Hugh right here. This is political Hugh.
Are you like Stephen A. considering a run for office? Is that what this is?
Definitely not. Okay. But you have to, like, see, we as OGs, Chris, we have to understand that these athletes nowadays are different.
Are you calling Chris old like you?
Well, he is, but we about to say if I'm at the end of the call to say he on my street somewhere. He on the street.
I'm heading down the street with her. Yeah, I'm coming.
But you have to look at it. These athletes nowadays are different, and you can't handle them the same way you handled our generation.
But I don't care. I don't want them on my grass either, all right? I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
That's right.
You know what? I got another thing to say.
He don't want them on his grass.
I need you to name names, too. Joe, Kyle, don't let him off the hook before the end of today. We need him to name names.
Kyle's been a little docile today. Kyle been a little quiet today.
Cooking something up.
Yeah. He's working on something.
All right. Here's how you do this. Boom stinks, okay? He can go find some splinters in his backside. He's a child. I want them to platoon him with Amundo. We've been looking for this all year. We wanted more Sosa. We wanted more Sosa. Boom just gave us the excuse. Platoon him. GM Bryce is getting tired of his behavior. When I was at that game last week, and he was sulking after he spiked his bat and his helmet when he struck out standing next to home plate in the seventh inning. When he went out to the field, Bryce started throwing him a ground ball, and he was still sulking looking out in the left field. And Bryce gave a look into the dugout like, are you serious? This is going on already? I don't know if Bryce is really on his side that much. And you know what? Before I let you guys go, I need your help, though, okay? I want to call for something here. I want to bring some information to light and request an investigation.
Oh, we do that here. Okay.
Here. Mm-hmm. Spike Askins, supposedly, who ran his mouth that he was going to have a push-up contest with Hugh Douglas, mm-hmm. weaseled out of it because of a back injury, which seemed very DeCamera-esque to me. Well, he claims he's going through this back injury, but yet yesterday he's talking about sleeping on concrete floor with a dog for raising funds. If you have a bad back, you don't sleep on the cold concrete. I smell a little fraudulence going on here, and I'd like to maybe, put the investigation light on them.
Well, I will say this. I know Spike really loves his animals, and he goes above and beyond for the animals.
And I have to imagine the sleeping on the floor with the dog was planned before the back injury occurred.
Yeah,
so
and
he
had to follow through with that, man.
Hugh, I have a bad back. What does a bad back have to do with doing push-ups? I could do push-ups all day long even when my back is out.
Well, Chris, that's... Listen,
I smell fraud.
We're cut from a different cloth, so I get what you're saying. But listen, I believe Spike. I'm just going to leave it at that. I believe him.
I mean, eventually this is going to have to happen. I mean, I heard this morning, Chris. We appreciate that the camera started working out yesterday for his head to head battle with Fritz. So eventually,
It's going to have to go down at some point.
Joe said he was lifting weights yesterday. He was on some sort
of
elliptical thing.
I will say this.
Did he look in better shape today?
He didn't look as pregnant.
Okay, well, that's a
he wasn't
strong
as what
way
he
to
said
put
it. His second trimester. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was in his first.
Usually, you don't doesn't work
little,
that way.
He little pooch. He had a little pooch.
All right, 215-592-9494. I have lost total patience with Alec Bohm. Hugh still believes in him. Where do you come down?
I still believe.
Yeah, I'm going to be 29 years old this year, and we're talking about pouting on the field.
They're different, man. Kids nowadays are different.
He's not a kid.
Well. Technically, to me, is.
Well, all these athletes to you are kids. All right, 215-592-9494.
He's 1 year younger than me.
You know what I'm saying? You're a child to me. Petulant one at times.
Excuse me?
But I don't want a petulant child playing third base.
Do you want me playing third base for the Phillies?
No, I don't want Kyle anywhere near the Phillies.
Then look at me.
His demeanor.
Do I have the mental makeup to be on a professional sports team?
No.
Yeah, no. Mm. No.
Okay.
But, he's...
I think we got him, Joe.
I know.
He's dealing with it.
Backed you in a corner right there. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up? Have you lost patience with Alec Bohm? I think the Phillies have. It's why he didn't play on Sunday. It's why they tried to trade him in the offseason. Where do you come down? We'll revisit an interesting quote we read yesterday that speaks to the Bohm conversation and someone on WIP that is beyond just lost patience with Bohm. He's totally done. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard the final four of the bracket of Hughes as well. We'll tell you how we're going to do the voting today as we crown a champion in the bracket of Hughes on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments.
At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here on this Tuesday. Big series starting tonight. Phillies down in Atlanta against the Braves. We'll get to that huge pitching matchup. Wheeler and Sale. We're going to set up the bracket of Hughes, our Final Four, and tell you how we're going to do the voting today coming up in a few minutes here. But we start with Alec Bohm, who the Phillies did not play on Sunday and has really struggled to start this season after his big hit on opening day. Has not done much at all since then. On Saturday, well, had only five pitches in four at-bats. Just swung at the first pitch basically every time. I have totally lost patience with this guy. He's going to be 29 years old this season. At some point, you are who you are.
What does Scott say with the first pitch? He say, well, what did
he
say?
He said something like, he likes to swing at the first pitch. Not working out for him.
That was telling. That was so telling. Because Scott's real, he's calm, and he always tries to, what he says is measured. He wants to make sure he doesn't go too far one way or the other.
And he's dry in his, like,
well, yeah, because he's thinking it. Scott doesn't want to give anybody bulletin board material.
Right, but you picked up on it. It's not really working out.
He was like, well, he likes that first pitch.
Yeah, there's a double play. not what you want. All right, 215-592-9494. Have you lost patience with Alec Bohm? I have. I got my patience is gone with this guy. He'll be in the lineup tonight. I expect him to be against a lefty and Chris Sale. If he doesn't have good at-bats tonight, I'm not putting him in the lineup tomorrow. I'm done with this. Just we have to roll him out there because he's Alec Bohm, and he was third pick in the draft 6 years ago. Enough of that. Kyle's lost patience, too. Hugh, an endless fountain of patience over here.
I've had it up to here.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I've had it up to here with you.
What do you mean?
Tired
I'm just
of you.
Trying to give you an insight on how these things go. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what my insight is? He hits the ball on the ground all the time.
Yeah.
For double plays. All right.
Well, you know, if anybody has experience being an emotional petulant child, as you wanted to call it.
He looks,
maybe you should be listening to my expertise. This guy doesn't belong on a baseball field.
Well, I mean, there's that. I thought you was about to play some other.
Yeah, when you compared him to Kyle, it really.
Well, no, I said petulant child. Yeah,
yeah.
But you could like, I want Kyle nowhere near the Phillies. He's too overly emotional. That's not going to help us win baseball games.
He's not the only one that's overly emotional.
Here?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm not playing either. I'm just reacting to this guy cramming double plays all the time. Again, that was about Joel Embiid, but Bohm might push me there. All right, if you think that I'm emotional about this, listen to this yesterday. Measured in terms of the volume here, but certainly strong in terms of the words. Spike Eskin, fully done with Alec Bohm. Here was yesterday in the afternoon show.
Alec Bohm, not in the lineup yesterday. Your thoughts? I'm done. I'm done with Alec Bohm. I think it's over. Everything that we were praising the rest of the Phillies for, you know, we're praising the plate approach. We're praising Bryce for being a vocal leader. The thing that we wanted to see out of Alec Bohm was a change in his attitude. And everybody was hoping, I think me among everybody, I don't know that anybody was counting on, but everybody was hoping, okay, they spent the offseason trying to trade you. And a good portion of that is not your performance. It is your attitude. And we're all wondering how he was going to react to it. If this was going to be I'm going to show everybody that they made a mistake by thinking to trade me. But I think he's worse. I think he's a drag on the team. You're talking about figuring out the bullpen. Trade him for a right-handed bullpen arm somewhere. I'm serious. Let Sosa start at third base. I just don't think he's made for it here.
Let me go and do these push-ups. Why? Spike over there talking. But I look at it like this, man. This is the equivalent right now, because we'll be going tonight is the 10th game of the season. So this is probably what? The first quarter of an NFL game? Not even the first quarter.
Well, no, that'd be the first game, wouldn't it be? Every 10 games is about a 16th of the season?
Or something like that.
Yeah. So I mean, math's not our forte.
Well, yeah,
but we're very early. Yeah.
But we're very early in this process. Now, with what everybody else has done by, you know, changing their approach and everything like that, I get it. But we have to get, I feel like you got to give him a little bit of grace. A little bit. Just not a whole lot. Maximal, a whole lot. Just a little bit.
Because
he's still trying to mature. Like, it takes some guys a little bit longer. He's still a good player. And you go back to that first game of the season. What was it? He had the line drive or whatever.
Yeah.
There's still some good in there. He just needs to. I think the message for him right now, to be totally honest, I feel like they haven't figured out the way to give him the message where he can receive it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm getting in the weeds, and a lot of people are not going to understand that, but he's a good player. And even though they tried to trade him, they thought there was some redeeming qualities in him.
So
now they're trying to figure out how to get the best out of him.
See, part of my concern with him is all this in his head? Like
it could be.
Yeah, I mean, so we know he gets in his own head anyway. And yes, there are some redeeming qualities. He is he's an above average hitter. But now, like he gets upset and pouts when he grounds with a double play. Deep down, what does he feel about this offseason? Because like, that article that came out that said he turned his phone off for 2 months and he didn't pay attention. He didn't even know other players changed teams. He like saw someone in spring training and was like, oh, you're on this team now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he totally went in the dark. Because to me, if you totally go in the dark, it tells me that you are sensitive to things. You know
Super
you're sensitive. And you want to avoid it so you don't get upset. And that's fine. But is he okay with all this? Or does he still feel like, hey, they don't even want me here?
See,
I don't know.
And see, that's the thing, because this is where I think the difference is between baseball and football. Because in football, for example, Bryce Huff, we don't have the luxury. We didn't have the luxury to figure out what's going on with Bryce Huff mentally. Because it's a game where, you know, you got 17 games and all of them count.
Yes.
Baseball, I feel it's a little different. And that's why I feel like he has a little bit of leeway. But the unfortunate thing for him is, you got somebody nipping at your heels.
Playing really well.
Really, really well. And now they're trying to figure out a way to adjust what they're doing to accommodate him because you're not doing your job. Now, again, I said that when we started out this morning. This might be a short leash, and I think a lot of it is in his head. You can't worry about what people are saying. You can't worry about what your teammates are feeling. If you go out there and you produce, then everything will work back into your favor.
Yeah, 215-592-9499. Let's go to the phone lines here. Dennis, in Conshohocken's up. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, gentlemen. And let's talk about the gospel according to St. Hugh. It's all about having empathy, compassion, and patience. If we were all ripping into Trey Turner 2 years ago, and boy, you guys did a far better job at that than with Bohm. Bohm, who drove in 97 runs last year, hit very high. So, yeah, so maybe he's more sensitive than others, and maybe he gets in his own head and maybe takes some time to recover. But there's nothing in Bohm's history that suggests that at the end of this year, he'll be doing badly. I think it's on the contrary. Give him time. Give him till May 1st. Drop him in a lineup. Take him out of some games. Release some of the pressure. There's nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day, Edmund Sosa is not an everyday third baseman. He will get overexposed. He has been overexposed before, and we don't want that.
But you say give it time. What am I giving Bohm time for? He's not a great player. Like, why am I playing a guy
who was an All-Star last year?
That's wonderful. There's a lot of guys make the All-Star team once. I mean, like, Dennis, what has he ever done that I'm going to give him this? This is his sixth year in the major leagues. Could you imagine a first-round Eagles draft pick that 6 years in is throwing tantrums on the field and people are calling him, like, give him patience. What are we doing? Patience.
16 games versus 162 games is a whole lot of games.
Each one is relative to its sport. It's relative. Like, so he's played 6 years in the major leagues.
And I feel like he's getting a bad rap for what happened last year.
I like how we're having two different conversations. You and Kyle, me and Dennis. Yeah. Dennis, what's his up year? His average season is 16 home runs and a .276 average. We talk about him like he's Scott Rowland, and I got to have patience. He's just a guy.
I have never compared Scott Rowland.
We talk about him sometimes like he's this star that we're down on because of a couple bad weeks. He's a very average player.
He's a piece on a very good team. Oh. He's an above average player. He's not Bryce Harper. He's not getting paid like Bryce Harper. He's not a leader like Bryce Harper. So you got to chill, man.
No, because Dennis, he protects Bryce Harper in the lineup. Did you notice the last couple postseasons? The Diamondbacks might as well have rolled the ball to home plate because they weren't going to pitch to Harper because they got this guy coming up next. Like, I don't know why everyone doesn't recognize this is a problem.
I said earlier, drop him in the lineup, get him out of those pressure situations, and put someone else up there. Let me give you an alternate argument because here's what I find it fascinating. Do you realize that Kyle Schwarber drove 100 runs in last year as a leadoff hitter?
Yeah.
And do you know how clutch he is batting cleanup? Now, I have no argument against who bats leadoff, Trey or Schwarber. But Matt's doing it right, and here's where you got to be careful. Rob Thompson, as a manager, was a leadoff second baseman for the Giants who stole bases and played small ball. His job is on the line, so he's got to get all these guys to do their job. Why these folks haven't played small ball in recent years boggles my mind, because Rob Thompson's success was small ball. So, it's a gospel according to St. Hugh. You got to be patient, have empathy, and go with the flow. If by May 1st he's still in the dumps, I agree with you. But until then, I'm not.
Yeah, I got you, Dennis. And just to clear that up, that's a different Rob Thompson. The Phillies manager, Rob Thompson, was not the Giants second baseman back in the day that stole a lot of bases. I'm sure. I like the idea. It's just a different person. It's a common name, Robbie Thompson, but they're different people. Rob Thompson, Topper. Yeah.
I think we might need to fact check that.
I'm pretty sure the Rob Thompson that played for the Giants is not our manager. But you know what? If I'm wrong, I'll own that one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. Before we go any further, we did crown a champion last night in the NCAA tournament. Yes, madness ended last
night. Florida.
With a comeback victory by Florida. The madness here? Well, we've got one more day. It is the Final Four and the championship game today. In the bracket of Hughes. So if you missed it yesterday in the lead up here, here's where we're at. Our Final Four in the 2025 bracket of Hughes. In an upset, Love Dr. Douglas made it in to the Final Four. They will oppose Long Talk Hugh. And on the other side, Told You So Douglas against really the Cinderella of this thing, You People, that has come on strongly here the last few weeks. All right, so here's how we're going to do this. Over the next hour, starting now, through about an hour from now, we will throw at you one matchup. So, you know, in the past, we've done it where everyone gets their own matchup. Well, we only have two matchups today. 3 when we get to the title game. So every caller for the next hour or so will chime in and vote on this matchup. We will also incorporate the Twitter votes. You can go and vote on Twitter as well. And we start here. The first one tipping off in our final four. Love Dr. Douglas against Long Talk Hugh, who we already heard from today. I mean, he enters the show every day.
Well,
now.
I have to because I'll be put in the bad spot. Because I feel like
asked you a yes or no question this morning, and you were like, "See, you're making me have to long talk."
Well, see, because a lot of times it's not a yes or no. It's not a yes or no answer.
It very often is.
Have you lost patience with Alec?
Well, it's yes or no, but it's I need to add some context.
Are you in or yeah? I mean, it's simple.
Forget context.
I like context. Mm. It helps explain my case.
On WIP context.
Yeah, this I feel like what I've been feeling like lately since we're here. I feel like we're in court, and I'm a litigator. Messing around with y'all too. I got litigated. I got litigated every day.
No,
I feel like I'm litigating my case.
Are you trying to make a case that you're lawyer Douglas now?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I got onion. I got layers like an onion.
And stop law school so you could get better at this?
No, my attention span even with even with my meds ain't that great.
Probably not going to work. All right, our first matchup: Love Dr. Hugh against Long Talk Hugh. 215-592-9494. That is our first match. Let's go to the phone lines and talk Alec Bohm. Have you lost patience with Alec Bohm? I have. I think the Phillies have. Kyle has. Hugh over here, an endless fountain of patience.
I am a fountain of patience.
With a sixth-year player.
Because.
Going to be 29 years old this summer.
He has to. More than likely, he's going to be. Unless it gets real egregious, he's going to be.
At what point do we say it's real egregious?
Well, like I said, Kyle.
A tantrum after like the third game.
Well, if his play gets better. And his tantrums subside. I think that's a win. Isn't that a win?
You know, at least he's consistent, Hugh, because if he has patience with Taiwan Walker, it's got to be a lot easier to have patience with Alec
Bohm. Yeah, Bohm's better. Yeah.
Well, it's because, you know what it is? Because you guys are looking at stuff always in a vacuum. You know what I mean? Y'all looking at, because all I heard last week, last year he did this, that. Hope springs eternal, man.
Well, hold on. But the people, when they argue with me about Bohm, they say last year he had 97 RBIs. Is it about now or is it about last year?
Well, I don't see. I tend not to. When I talk to you about that, I tend not to. That's
what
people tend to use.
Everyone moves the line the way they want to move it.
I feel like there has been some spurts. Now, lately, I feel like with everything that has gone on, transpired, you know, been said, he's probably in his feelings a little bit. Somebody need to tell somebody, say, hey, look, dog, get out your feelings. It's time to play baseball. All this you turtling up and all this other good stuff, we ain't got time for that. We're trying to win games.
Are you suggesting, much like the Sixers needed you for PR stuff, maybe the team could use you?
They could.
Get in the clubhouse?
But you know.
Talk some sense in Alec Bohm?
I don't know if you could talk to baseball players that way.
A little sensitive?
They feel like that might be the case. Because it does feel like with them giving ringing endorsements to a bench player and over a starter, That's kind of high schoolish, a little bit.
Yeah, but all right. So I don't disagree with that. But what has pushed them there? Like maybe they're running out of patience. Like, dude, you're 28 years old.
This is where I have a problem being a grown up because I feel like this is a simple fix. I really do, Alec.
You're gonna fix Alec Bohm?
Well, no. I feel like if I'm his teammate, I'll be like Alec, dog, you screwing up, like. You're the only one that has not adhered to the mantra of taking pitches. Now, I'm your boy. Come on, man. We're not trying to have what happened to us last year happen again. I might not like the wording. That's pretty nice if you ask me. But the bottom line is this. If that's what's being said to you, you're trying to win games.
Yeah, we're all rowing in one direction.
Yeah, we're all like the fact that nobody came out and really talked about approach when we were there. They just said, hey, we're going to go out and play. But then when you actually see them doing it, that's what it's about. I ain't going to talk you to death. I'm not going to long talk you. I'm just going to go out there and do my job.
You only long talk people at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to long talk. I'm going to go out there and do my job. And that's what everybody's doing. And I know that probably is a little frustrating. But for him, he's probably looking at like everybody's down on me for being me. You know, that's when that psychological stuff comes into play, man.
Maybe
you need
you
to probably
stop being him.
What are you talking about?
Change.
I'm just saying. I'm still working on growing up, but you know me personally. But I know what it is.
I was talking about Bohm.
I thought you were talking.
No, you don't need to grow up, man. You're good.
You taking things personal, like Alec? Now?
No, I'm just saying. But I've been
sensitive.
I've been there. I've been there before, man. You know, just got to try to get these players' heads.
Sometimes you got to look at the man in the mirror instead of being
looking at the man in. Yeah.
Well,
I think he'll be okay. One or two things are going to happen if he keeps spiraling down this road that he's spiraling down. He's either going to get better or he's going to get replaced. Never let the guy behind you get a chance to show what he can do.
Well, Edmundo already has.
That's what Coach Billy used to say all the time. Never let the guy behind you show what he can do.
That's right. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, Tom. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, Hugh. Last night I went to bed. I was 6'1". Today I woke up 6'3".
Well, you usually shrink because they say your vertebrae, when you lay down, your vertebrae, like when you rest, if you're getting a good night, it kind of compacts a little bit.
Is there a way to sleep where you stretch out, where you get taller?
Unless you can't sleep hanging up upside down,
Like
I guess.
Like a bat.
I'm about to put myself on a rack so I can get that quarter inch back.
Well, if you get up in the morning and you stretch, you should be cool. He laughed because he's like, he's stretching.
Dude, at 61 years old, stretching is like an exercise.
You'll feel better, though, man.
You a stretcher?
Do I stretch?
Yeah, you stretch now. You should.
I stretch now, though, because, you know, my back, doing all these push-ups and stuff, I need to
stretch out. What are you up
to?
120, 150?
How about it? Like, this morning, I did like 60.
60? Yeah. I mean, you got a ways to go to get to 250.
Man, listen, let me tell you.
I'm a little worried about you in this contest.
Let me tell you something that I
Kyle, you
I
worried
feel,
about you in this? He's only pushing 60.
Let me tell you something I feel
You're falling behind.
About, strongly about as uh-huh. far as these push-ups go and Spike doing them. Mm-hmm. He ain't doing 250 push-ups.
Well, listen, wow. With Spike,
we're back.
With
I don't know, man. I am starting to get worried.
I know. Spike, I think he's talking himself into he's not going to need to get to 250, but what if you do?
I don't think you're motivated.
Oh, I'm definitely
I think you're sleeping.
No, definitely.
I'm getting worried.
If Spike coming here today, we can crank these things out today. Matter of fact, in the break, I might go ahead and just drop 50. Bow.
Hugh Boehm over here. He is who he is. Tom, go ahead.
All right, listen. With Spike's injury, I don't think it was like pet induced or whatever. Sometimes when you got to carry that kind of ego, you get a package.
I think he actually hurt himself picking up water.
The shop vac.
Yeah,
he hurt himself picking up the shop vac.
Yeah.
All right, let me get my Phillies comment in here real quick. Mm-hmm. With Alec Boehm, I'm pretty much done with him, and I'm frustrated with him because of his like attitude and And I don't want to do a Hughism. Impetulism? Is that what I'm? Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's close enough.
It's a new word.
There's no way that's a word.
Okay.
We could pretend.
This kind of stuff would have never happened in the era of, like, do you guys know Dutch Dalton, like Darren Dalton?
Yeah.
I didn't know him personally. But
I've met him.
Yeah, but Tom, I know what you, I mean, I remember watching him well. And yes, it wouldn't have happened in that clubhouse. No.
He ran a clubhouse.
Yeah. Yep.
The manager did his job, and he ran the clubhouse. This kind of stuff, Boehm would have been stuffed in a locker by Dutch. I mean, this kind of stuff wouldn't happen, this babiness, this, like, pouting, and, you know, this kid's got all the talent in the world, but his head is blocking him from all that. Like, and somebody just needs to straighten him out. And I don't think we don't have that kind of leader on our clubhouse to do that, like, to get him to straighten out. Like, they're all just a bunch of millionaire babies. I just don't get it.
Well, their leader, I mean, is Schwarber, but he's more of a lift you up kind of guy. I mean, maybe he does the opposite. We don't hear about it, but it seems like what you hear, Tom, with Schwarber as their leader is he'll lift them up. Like when Boehm had that rough moment a few years ago, right, when he said he bleeping hates this place, Schwarber was the one to talk to him in the dugout and kind of lift him up and tell him to, you know, you got to apologize and let's make this better. Yeah, maybe he needs some tough love. I'm just not sure where he's getting that from right now.
Listen, we don't have the Dalton tough love anymore, and that's what the clubhouse needs.
Well, that's what WIP's for. We're here for the tough love. Yeah, it's Tom, what do you got for us? What's your vote? Love Dr. Douglas or Long Talking Hugh?
You know what? I kind of like long talking Hugh.
Long talking Hugh gets our first vote there. I agree. That to me, if I had a vote, and I'm trying to stay impartial here, I would vote for that one because we've really heard from him a lot lately.
Yeah, because it's like I get painted into a corner. I don't want to be painted into a corner, man.
No one's painting you into a corner. You're asked a yes or no question.
And it's hard to answer some yes or no.
And you can respond any way you choose.
It's all shades of gray. Shades of gray.
This guy was the third overall pick in the draft. It's 6 years into his career. Shades of gray.
Try to get rid of him.
You know what?
Nobody wanted
I think I want to bring this up quickly because I think it's fair to point out. The Phillies are partially to blame for this. They made that we're going to trade you thing very public.
And it didn't happen.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm fine with them looking to trade him because I think a lot of us wanted that. But once you make it obvious to the point where you have to call him to tell him you are going to be on the team and then Bryce on opening day says all that was real.
Yeah.
When you deal with a fragile person and you make them know you might not want them anymore, you might lose them.
And by the way, we got Spin Dr. Hugh was like, oh, they brought him back because they believed in him. No, they didn't find a good trade.
No shot.
And an obvious upgrade.
No shot.
Well,
nobody wanted him.
Here's the thing, Kyle. When I said that, I meant, like, this is what we're going into the season with. Now, it's a fluid situation because, you know, we were talking about Vlad's name was being kicked around a little bit. Until he got his money, mm-hmm. $500 million. Yeah. So it was one of those things where they were giving him the opportunity to redeem himself.
Yeah, so far.
And so far, it's not looking like that's going to be the case.
Nope. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Boehm. Have you lost patience in Alec Boehm as the Phillies get set for a series starting tonight against the Braves? I've totally lost patience. Enough's enough. 6 years into his career, he's going to be 29 this year, and we're talking about having patience with this guy? I'm done with it. He plays tonight. If he doesn't hit, he doesn't play tomorrow. That's it. Plus, voting for the Final Four of the Hughes continue, and we'll get to something Adam Schefter said about the Eagles in the draft coming up in just a little over 2 weeks. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reason to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you could take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday prof boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.